Topic 1.7 is a big one. Describe the cardiac cycle, atrial systole, ventricular systole and diastole, and relate the structure and operation of the mammalian heart to its function, including the major blood vessels. Right, okay, whizzing through. If you're looking at a diagram of the heart, what you're looking at on the right is the left-hand side, and what you're looking at on the left is the right-hand side. Okay, remember that you're looking at the heart as it's sitting in someone's body facing you. Okay, the first top two chambers that you're looking at are called the atria. So you've got the right atrium and the left atrium. Okay, connecting the atria to the ventricles are the atrioventricular valves. On the left-hand side, as you're on the left of the heart, you're looking at the mitral or bicuspid valve. On the right, you're looking at the tricuspid valve. Into the ventricles, these are the bottom two chambers. Note how the myocardium, the lining, the wall of the heart, is very thick in this situation. The left ventricle is a lot thicker than the right ventricle. Connecting the ventricles to the vessels are the semilunar valves. Okay, you've got the aortic valve, which is from the left ventricle into the aorta, and you've got the pulmonary valve from the right ventricle into the pulmonary artery. Note that the pulmonary artery and the pulmonary vein branch, the artery branches, the vein comes back from two into one. You've got a superior and inferior vena cava. They come from the top and the bottom of the body. Okay, that's the heart. That's everything you need to know about the heart. You've got your heart dissection, which you can look through again. And remember, you've got sort of the coronary arteries around the outside. That's when the heart feeds itself before it feeds the rest of the body. The coronary arteries leave the aorta and they're one of the first set of arteries to come off. Some of you will have noticed that when you're looking at your dissection. You'll also have tendons that hold the valves in place and prevent them from moving back on themselves. So the cardiac cycle itself, the first one we're going to look at is atrial systole. This is the contraction of the myocardia of the left and right atria. And the blood pressure rises in the atria and this forces the blood to flow into the ventricles. At ventricular systole, you have a contraction of the myocardia of the left and right ventricles. First, heart tone S1 is caused by the closure of the atrioventricular valves. The second, heart tone S2, caused by the closure of the semilunar valves. So that dub 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 you hear is actually the valves closing. Okay. Following this is diastole. That's the period of time during which the heart muscles are relaxing, and the atria and to some extent the ventricles are refilling with blood, but it's a passive thing. Okay. If you look at an electrocardiogram, you don't have to be able to interpret that necessarily until you do a 2, but it's certainly worth remembering that the QRS section of the electrocardiogram is when you're going into ventricular systole. Okay, the blood pressures that we're looking at, you should recall that the blood pressures go up massively. If we're looking at the aortic pressure, then that goes up quite a bit as soon as ventricular systole occurs. Okay, the ventricular pressure is massive. Okay, when we're looking at ventricular systole, it goes from practically zero up to 120 millimeters mercury. That's the systolic pressure that we're looking at if we're making blood pressure measurements. If you look at the aortic pressure in diastole, then you'll see as it approaches 80 millimeters mercury instead. So if you're taking your blood pressure, then your healthy blood pressure is around about 120/80. Now that goes up as you get older, and it's that the average increases. And of course, some people will have lower blood pressure. That means that they'll be nearer 110/70 or 60. Athletes tend to have nice low blood pressure. And if you've been exercising, you'll find your systolic blood pressure goes up quite a bit anyway. The total length of the cardiac cycle is about 0.8 seconds. That's 0.1 seconds for atrial systole, 0.3 for ventricular systole, and 0.4 for diastole.